One of the soldiers who's been rotated out of Iraq is Private Connie Neal of the 101st Airborne Division. She returned a few weeks ahead of her unit last month after she was injured for the second time, in this case in a roadside bombing. Since returning to the U.S., Private Neal has been staying at her home in Elkton, South Dakota. She left today to return to duty at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. We spoke with her yesterday about her homecoming and about her experiences in Iraq.
When we first went on our first patrols, we had just crowds of like 200 people just following us around, just wanting to see what we're doing, see who we are. Especially being a female and having females on our squad was really different to them because they didn't usually see females working in that aspect. And it was, they would want to grab us, touch us, talk to us. They'd be like, America good, Bush good, and stuff like that. They'd touch our patches. But then you got the other ones that you see every once in a while glaring at you, they'd spit at you. And so you take the good with the bad.
As an MP, what's it like walking guard duty, walking the beat in a hostile country?
It's very scary. During the day, I mean, it's like 110 degrees outside. You have all your gear on, and you have these assault packs with your ammo in it, and you got your weapon. And I had two weapons because I'm an MP. I had my 9mm, and I carried an automatic machine gun. And it was scary because the streets of Mosul are so crowded. I mean, there's a lot of people there, and if anybody wanted to take you out, they could. And that's a very scary reality check for anybody, knowing that here you are walking around the streets totally vulnerable, and it's you're putting your faith in the people around you not to try to kill you. And every day you come back, and you're just like, okay, I made it through one more day. Let's see what tomorrow brings.
Private Neal, what happened on the day that you were injured?
When I was injured, we took our major to a run. He had to go to a meeting, so we'd drive over to the palace, Saddam's palace, that was in Mosul. And this was a normal routine, you know. I'm a gunner, so I stand up on top of our Humvee, which is called a gun station, is where I stand up there. You know, it was my job. I've done this many times, so today didn't seem any different than any other day. It was about 2100 when we were coming back, and we were just going to go over the bridge to go back to our camp when all of a sudden, there was just this huge explosion, and the guy in front of me got shrapnel to his face, and I got some to my neck. So we were took to the hospital where we were treated. The other guy actually got flown out, and I'm not sure what happened to him now, but I had the facilities there that they actually could stitch me up and stuff and send me on my way within a couple of days. So I was pretty lucky over that.
How have people treated you since you've been back?
The people that know I was hurt, treat me more, not really a lot different, but I think they see me a little bit more mature, a little bit more grown up than what I am. Because I'm only, you know, 20 years old, and I don't think I'm grown up. I don't feel grown up. I feel like the same person I left as in high school, you know. But, you know, sometimes you come back and you see people that don't know your story and they don't know who you are. And I got my hair pulled back and they see that scar, you know, creasing across my neck. Sometimes you get some stares and sometimes you don't. And that's a little hard because they don't understand what happened.
And you're going back at the end of this month. Do you think you'll end up back in Iraq?
That is something that is really hard to say. Who knows? I mean, that's something that, you know, if it comes that I have to go back to Iraq, I will because that's my job. But, I mean, I don't want to. But if it's my job and it's asked of me to, then I'll be like, all right, let's go. Let's go. Let's do it again so I can come back home.
I imagine that if you're in Iraq and you deal with danger every day, that you can steel yourself against that. But if you've had time home with your family in that sort of cocoon and comfort zone, is it in some ways harder than to step back into danger?
The thought of even going back over there is just like, oh, I don't want to do it, you know. But you see, when we were over there, you see the new people coming through, you know, and they have all, you know, all their equipment on, and they're like, an explosion will happen, and they'll be like, oh, what happened? And we're all just standing around like, oh, that was a pretty close one, you know. And it's just, I think it would be harder leaving and going back than actually leaving and then just staying there.
Do you have a clear sense of what you're fighting for?
At first, I was really confused because, I mean, I was so young. I was only, like, early 19 when I left over there, and it was just, I wasn't really for sure exactly what we were fighting for. Because, you know, the whole weapons of mass destruction thing was going out, and then it was, you know, Saddam thing, and even if that's not the reason why people say we're going over there, you know, the whole oil thing, it, as a soldier and looking at it, I don't want people to think that we went over there for no reason and that soldiers died for no reason. If people are still arguing about we went over there for oil and we went over there, you know, because Bush had a thing against Saddam, then it kind of, it saddens someone, because these parents and brothers and sisters of soldiers that died, they're saying that people died for no reason. So I look at it as we went over there because these people, they needed us. I really think that they needed to be shown that you don't have to live like this, because the world is such a better place if you open your eyes to what the world can give you. And I definitely will say that we were over there for a good reason, and that I don't regret going over there.
Private Neil, all the best to you as you return to active duty, and thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
U.S. Army Private First Class Connie Neal. She spoke to us from Station KCSD in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.